Good morning, everyone. This is Linda Santavica on Pressing Beyond. We are all challenged on some level, but how many of us experience life-changing devastations that seem unbearable to live with? Jennifer Zimmerman pressed beyond her devastations and turned them into something remarkable. Founder of RISE, a foundation created to meet the needs of hurting women and their families right where they are, Jennifer is causing commotion, and for good reason. Good morning, Jennifer.
Good morning.
I'm glad you're here. I hope you had a wonderful Christmas.
Beautiful, yes.
I'm so honored to have you here because I know you're a sought-out speaker and you're very busy. You have a lot on your plate. Let's start with RISE and how this wonderful organization, how it came into being for you.
It was really a series of events that would get me to where we are. And I struggle sometimes where to start my story. So I think it was when God has given me more than one chance. He's given me one chance, two chances, 10 chances, however many it takes. And I was diagnosed with cancer 7 years ago, late stage cancer, and told I could expect to live about another year. And that was just enough for me. I had enough with people telling me what I got to do and what I didn't get to do anymore, and people dictating my life. And I was just angry enough to stay alive. And it was in that time that I couldn't leave. I had four children. I couldn't leave my children. And at that time, I bargained a lot with God. So I made lots of promises. And my promises were whatever it took to keep me here to finish raising my children. I was going to do whatever it took. And that meant sharing my story, going back to the beginning, facing some things that I had experienced as a young girl. And I know now that story was to glorify God. When I was going through my treatments, I remember I would be at the hospital every day going through, you know, having chemo or radiation 8 or 9 months. And it was very aggressive care. And I remember one of the nurses saying to me, "Do you ever question, like, why you?" But she asked me that question, and I said, "Never. I've never looked at it that way. Really, my answer to that is, why not me? I know now that I have what it takes to beat mm-hmm. this thing." And like I said, I was just angry enough to stick around. I had unfinished business, things that I had to go back and take care of. And this was my opportunity. Cancer saved my life.
It was the cancer that unhinged everything.
Yeah, it was the catalyst. It really forced me to dig in. Some things happened after my diagnosis, and that it was time to face my past. God told me time was up. It was time to share my story. And that story, you know, to go back now, like I said, I experienced some things when I was a young girl. I was a freshman on a college campus, a local university, and I was raped. And that's something that I carried with me for a very long time. I hid in shame and guilt and fear. And that experience led to, you know, other circumstances in my life, things that I accepted because, again, that's what I thought I deserved. I experienced years of domestic violence. I have children I have to raise. I was angry enough. I was done. Mm-hmm. I was done. And it was an opportunity. It was time for me to go back and take back my life. God has restored every single thing that has ever been taken away from me. And I've tried to be quiet. I physically can't shut my mouth anymore because it's not my story. It's His story.
I think that when we are telling our stories, regardless of the joy or the pain, people need to know about it.
I was a freshman on a college campus. I was raped by somebody close to me, and I can't say for sure how many more were in the room that night, but yeah, it was a gang rape. And, you know, I struggle with words. For so many years, I struggled with my words because rape is a hard word to have to hear. It was never really a hard word to say. I just know that it causes a reaction to see that reaction on other people's faces. So I was always very careful about my words. The couple of times I would mention something, I was assaulted. I experienced something when I was in school. I never really came out and said I was raped. Somebody that I trusted, I didn't know not to trust him. It never occurred to me that he was somebody I shouldn't trust. And that was all so very confusing to me. I didn't understand what was happening. And I stayed in school. I for some time after, and for weeks, and I would see him on campus, and that threat I was getting death threats. You know, they were calling me in my room and telling me my whereabouts all day on campus, and if I said anything, that they would kill me. And I believed them. They had already convinced me, you know, what they were capable of, you know, so I didn't have any other choice but to believe them. So
Jennifer, the night of the incident.
Yeah, I woke up. The last thing I remember is being in the room. It was just a weekday night. It was just an average night. There wasn't anything happening. I had just gone over to just hang out. And I remember being in the apartment. There were a couple of other girls there. That's the last thing I remember. We were just talking and watching TV. And the next thing I remember waking up in a bed, and I couldn't figure out where I was, and trying to gather my thoughts. And I looked over to my right, trying to figure out where I was, and he was sitting there. And I said, I don't feel good. What's happening? I need help. Like, something's very wrong. And I remember that just state of confusion. And I looked at the bottom of the bed, and I could just see silhouettes of bodies in a line, and not being able to see anybody's face, but then it occurring to me what was happening. They were there waiting to take their turn. And I looked back at him, and it just like that, by the grace of God, I was back out again.
From this devastating incident, you have a wonderful, beautiful son.
Mm-hmm. I sure do. It was, it would occur to me sometime after the incident that I could be pregnant. And wow, I didn't know what to do with that. Again, I was afraid, you know, I didn't, you know, trying to do the math and trying to do all of the things and trying to figure everything out. And they were calling and threatening me. And I just didn't know what to do. I was by myself. And I would go and stand in front of the campus police, and I would stand there and debate whether I should walk through those doors and share my story, what happened, and try to get help. But I was afraid because they're watching me. I can't do that. I would go from there. I remember walking around campus and walking around town just aimlessly. I was so lost, and I didn't know what to do, and I was afraid. And I don't know what it was, a clinic, a women's clinic somewhere close to campus. And I remember standing there, and I couldn't walk through those doors. I couldn't take the steps to even walk up the steps through those doors. And, you know, something was stopping me. And I know now for sure that was God, you know. So, yeah, I would leave school then, very afraid. And I would keep my story to myself, and I would carry this child to term. And by myself, never made it to a doctor, never did anything. I was by myself, and I had the doctor carry that child with me, you know, through the very end. And I would give birth to a little boy who is now a grown man. He's my son.
Well, I've seen photos of your son, and I know what he's doing, and he is going to do amazing things. Can't help thinking, you know, I go to the book of Genesis, and this particular verse applies to you. You intended to harm me, but God intended it for good to accomplish what is now being done, the saving of many lives. Jennifer, you and I had this conversation, and I know that every parent who has a child, that is their world. But what sets you and your son apart is that you have a bond that nobody can touch. What you and your son have, because of everything that happened, what you have is a gift. He shares this story with you. He's encouraging you.
No, yeah. Time was up, and I was prepared, and God very clearly told me, you know, it was time to share my story. And during that time, you know, Zach was at a point in his life where he needed to know, he needed some answers. And I remember thinking, God, I'm just really now, you know, but he needed, and we did it. And right as I was getting ready to launch Rise, there was a lot of tears and a lot of prayer and it was scary. You know, I spent 33 years afraid, and to finally be set free and trust God, I was just getting ready to launch Rise, and we would get the answers to Zach's paternity, something that we weren't sure for many years. You know, there was always that fear, and then it was a fear. So I was just getting ready to launch Rise, and we would get the news, the identity of Zach's father. And I said to Zach, you know, I have to be careful now about how I share my story, because now we know for sure it's not just my story, honey, it's your story. Whether I left that campus and Zach was cheated out of a father, those events that night would end up causing my son to spend his whole life not knowing who his father was. You know, and that's what I said to him. It's not just my story anymore, honey. It's your story. And I have to be careful about that now, because I want to be sensitive to his wishes. And that's not an easy thing to reconcile, you know, to know the identity of your father. And he said, Mom, we absolutely have to share the story. Yes, it's our story. And that's why it has to be shared. He said, you could have given me up. I don't have to be here. You could have ended my life. He said, that's what people do.
That's right. And you know what? That holy interruption.
Holy interruption.
You're going to have this son of yours. Mm-hmm. And look what happened. What a blessing. Because you have three other children.
Oh, I do.
And yeah. I know you are married.
Yeah, I would be in two relationships. One that I would be a marriage. And years of domestic violence. Worse in the beginning with another relationship, but then years of violence in my marriage, and not just physical, but emotional. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it's funny how people define domestic violence, and it's physical. And I've said so many times, I can take a hit any day of the week. And I did a hit, a kick, a punch. I've had teeth knocked out of my face. I have been on the ground and kicked till I lost a child, and I can take those. I did take those. Those scars fade and they're not visible anymore. It's the emotional abuse takes years and years and years of undoing. That's the hard work.
Yeah. What is remarkable about your story is everything you went through. And again, you are saving many lives because of Rise. I was looking at the website. And let's give the website out to everybody, because everybody, I think you really need to support and learn everything about Rise, which is?
Yes, the website is wewillrise.co. Wewillrise.co.
And I love this. You know, whatever anyone goes through, regardless of the hardships, you can either spiral further downward or say, you know what? I'm going to build. Yeah. I am going to rise. I'm going to do something with this. And you are. And it's amazing what's going on. So tell us about Rise and all the wonderful things that you're doing with it, because you are very gifted in interior design.
I get to use that gift that God has given me. It was that time when time was up, Rise was happening. And I was fully prepared, and I was still, you know, doing the work, going through the work, and I was still believing lies about myself. When the world hears my story, because the Lord did tell me, you know, I was getting ready to launch Rise, and I was fully prepared to give up my career. I'm an interior designer by trade. And I thought, when people hear my story, they're going to think, the world's going to think, how can anything beautiful come from her? How can she come into a space and make anything beautiful with the dirty and the all the darkness of that history? But God,
beauty from the ashes,
beauty from the ashes, every bit of it. So I get to take what I do as an interior designer, and I get to go into domestic violence shelters and create a space. I get to create spaces for people to lay their heads at night, and safe spaces for people to share their stories. And that's what we're doing, you know, and I get to do that now.
And that's wonderful, because, you know, also too, Jennifer, what you are creating is what you would have loved to have when you were going through a difficult time.
Yeah, for sure. There were times when I needed to go to a shelter, and I wouldn't, because I didn't know what to expect. Mm-hmm. I didn't want my child to lay in somebody else's bed. I just didn't know. When I thought of a shelter, I thought of an open gymnasium with cots and, you know, a sterile, unsafe environment. And I chose to stay because I knew what to expect where we were. So now I get to go. I get to go into these spaces and help where help is needed. I get to take new bedding, and I just create a fresh, clean space for people that are in the shelters, for family that are in the shelters. And when it's time to transition out to their own, it will be their home.
You get to share your story, which is very powerful.
I get to go back. You know, the Lord showed me in a dream. I remember being chased one time in a domestic situation, and he was following me down the street in public. It was daylight, and I finally stopped. He finally caught up to me, and I was in a parking lot and down on all fours. I was on my hands and knees, and I can feel the gravel in my hands still and in my knees. And he was swinging a glass bottle at my head. And if I could go back to that spot right then and there to grab her and say, look, come on, get up. You don't have to stay here. It's not always going to be this way. There's a way out, and I'm going to help you get it. I can't undo that part.
But you can create the future for others. You can
absolutely, and that's what I get
can
to do.
Encourage others not to stay in that space, and that there is a way out.
Absolutely, and that's what I get to do now. I get to go back and grab every other girl, any person who's experiencing what I've experienced, and when they think they're in their darkest and there's no way out, I get to see the light come on in their eyes and realize I get to experience that. So on so many levels, the domestic violence situations, I get to walk with them through that. And I get to hear people's story for the first time. You know, they've felt brave enough. And even if it starts with a whisper, and I get to tell them, I believe you, because of those words that I needed to hear. And I didn't get to hear those words, you know.
But and I now do. They're coming from your heart, the saving of many lives, which is what you're doing. It. And again, I just am so amazed at your son. If you didn't have him, none of this would be happening. I'm not saying you had to go through a difficult time for great things to happen, but you know what? This also is an indicator that all lives matter.
For sure. Absolutely.
Yeah. Everyone matters.
Yeah.
And
you know, my daughter, again, you know, that was just another situation where she wasn't supposed to be here. And here she is now serving the nations. He's redeeming every part.
Jennifer, I'm really excited for you. I'm excited for Rise.
Oh,
because you have a docuseries coming out. And that's another thing, you know, all these, you know, shelters and these programs and these rooms where they, you know, they address the victims, but the offenders need to hear this.
For sure. Absolutely. We have to start using our voices to really put people on notice. You don't get to do this anymore. It
That's
stopped.
Right.
It stopped.
Yeah. The jig is up. We're done.
The jig is up. That's
yeah. Well, I'm excited for you and for Rise. Everybody, again, it's wewillrise.co. Get on there to hear more from Jennifer Zimmerman and her extraordinary story. And what a great way to end the year and to begin 2023. We will rise.
Amen.
Jennifer, thank you so much for being here.
Thank you so much.
Happy New Year, Jennifer.
Happy New Year to you too. Thank you.